T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, let's get to our first responder spotlight, please.
This is your first responder spotlight.
All right, shout out today to the fine men and women at the Ferguson Police Department. We appreciate what they do over there. Current chief is Jason Armstrong. I don't know the chief personally, knew Tom Jackson for years, and a lot of fine men and women who currently and used to serve in the Ferguson PD. We appreciate all that you do. Thank you. 62 staff members over there at the Ferguson Police Department. We're shouting out all of our local first responders this month. It's what we're doing this month. Just to thank you for what you do. I went out to the St. Charles Fire Department on Friday, dropped off some Krispy Kreme donuts. So that was nice. Great to see the folks out there. This Friday, just so you're, you go to our website, 971talk.com/Cox. You can find out more about what we're doing. We're going to take the show live Friday morning to Walnut Grill in Sunset Hills, right down there at Watson and Lindbergh. And you can join us. You eat breakfast. Every breakfast that's sold, a portion of the money is going to Responder Rescue. The folks from Responder Rescue are going to join us down there, tell us more about the great efforts that they make to have the back of our first responders if they get injured or off the job or they can't pay their bills. Responder Rescue is there for them. I think that's great. So that's going to be Friday morning. They will provide a portion of each breakfast served. And they'll donate that money to Responder Rescue. They're doing it at all three locations. So whether you can join us in Sunset Hills or it's more convenient to go to their O'Fallon, Missouri location of Walnut Grill or the Ellisville location and you buy breakfast, a portion of the money is going to go to Responder Rescue. Then for the lunch that day on Friday, I'll be up making an appearance at Mattingly's. They're off Lindbergh and Florissant. They're going to do the same thing. And they're already hard at work up there, from what I'm told, collecting donations. And they're going to donate a portion of their lunch proceeds that day on Friday to first responders, Responder Rescue. So I want to thank the folks at Mattingly's, obviously the folks at Sunset or at Walnut Grill down in Sunset Hills for letting us come down and invade them and have a great breakfast.
Yep. Yeah,
it's going to be
fun. We're taking Denise with us, too.
I get to leave the
Isn't
studio.
That awesome?
I'm so excited.
I mean, I think in like 15, 16-ish years. This is like maybe my second live broadcast.
They don't let you out much.
I know.
Oh, cool. How about that?
Well, beware. We're
looking forward to it. We'll have all the details up online for you. Hey, coming up, we got Rodney Boyd. I got Rachel Sutherland from Fox News Radio to talk more about what you can expect in the third round of the impeachment sham tomorrow. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.